Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, and I got to dance with a rooster. Stay tuned. Hey, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That's MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, okay, so while we were love training, guess who zoomed in from Whidbey Island would be Merritt and Beth Clifton, the powers and force behind animals24-7.org. First of all, welcome back to Animal World, Merritt and Beth. Glad to see you. And ordinarily, Merritt and Beth come to us from their home in Whidbey. And they're inside on their couch, and they have their Animals 24-7 sweatshirts on and all of that. And that was getting to be a pattern, and we were real used to that. Well, they zoomed in today, and guess what? They're all bundled up and outside, and the star attraction, all snuggled up in Beth's arms, would be that famous rooster from Whidbey Island, Henry. And for those of you that now, first of all, it looks like it's kind of cloudy and gray out there on the island. That's what I got going on here. My roof is still dripping from rain during the night, but it's not actually raining, and it's just kind of overcast. Nathan, look at see what Nathan's got. He's got blue sky and some sunshine and some white clouds down in his neck of the world. So what's going on? Whidbey Island, pretty calm or just gray? What's going on out there today?
Well, we've got an eagle circling overhead in the gray sky.
Hope he doesn't have an eyeball on Henry.
Well, Henry's too big for him.
He's going to have to fight me.
Henry, before he becomes aware of him, Henry's going to start doing his rooster signal, letting every other chicken in the neighborhood know that there's an eagle up there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He does his warning calls.
Well, as you may have figured out, folks, I don't know how much we're going to get done in this half hour because I am completely distracted and totally in love now with Henry. He is the best looking rooster. And what do you say? He's a Plymouth Rock.
Right.
Chicken. That's the breed. And so
black
he's
and
like
white speckles.
Black and white striped speckle sort of thing.
With a very
got a nice red
comb.
And then I know the comb is on the top of the head. What's underneath?
The wattle is down below.
It's got a bright red comb and wattle. And then wonderful, he looks like a big rooster. And then great, wonderful feathers, but then looks like longer black and white feathers on the tip of his tail.
Very fancy. Yeah. I suppose in the old days they used to put these feathers on women's hats.
Yeah, they're really, and so, but he's on Beth's chest and just snuggled right in there. He looks like he has really bonded quite nicely with you. So he showed up as kind of just a dumped rooster or an escapee or something. What in on Whidbey? Tell us the story of Henry again.
He was dumped at Rhododendron Park.
That's
and
right.
Started following Beth around, and Beth started feeding him a little bit. Next thing you know, he hops into the car and comes home and becomes the company rooster.
The secret to a rooster is through his stomach.
Yeah, so he didn't have to be an escapee or an abandoned rooster for too long. He really seems to be quite comfortable with you, and he's just snuggled right in there. So I'm assuming he lives outside, and maybe you've built him some kind of
Show you.
Oh, look at that. You're able to turn your, oh, okay. He's got a rooster condo.
Yeah.
And he really likes it.
All right, now that's similar to my years when I was in the Bridal Trails area. I had a goose, a white goose, and her name was Myra. Oh God, Myra Goldstein Labaa was her name. She was a Jewish goose, but I raised her from a baby, and so she was very bonded with me. But I had a goose condo out in my horse paddock, where because we had to lock her up at night so she didn't get
Right.
taken by, predators and so forth. So that's his condo, and what you lock him up there and at night, and then he
In
is he
his
free
form.
to wander your yard and stuff during the day?
Yeah, he has a pretty good sized yard to wander, which is also the cat yard. So the cats use it at night and he uses it in the day.
Yeah, I come out a few times a day and I sit with him and clean up his poop. He's very, very clean animal. He will not poop in his house.
Wow.
He saves
Huh.
me up till when he comes out.
Well, I know that some chickens and also roosters have made great pet companions for people. And we were talking about it before. I mean, they make harnesses, and little leashes for chickens, and they even, I was surprised if they even have little di diaper things you can put on them. But when you say he's so clean, I
Yeah.
wonder if maybe if people, start having them in the house, if they learn to not go in the house. But it sounds like they're capable of that if he keeps his house clean.
Well, I'm thinking it's really because that's his environment all night.
Yeah.
I suspect he would poop on the floor if we brought him
Well,
in.
all right. I guess we better get to
Yeah.
our subjects of the day, or we won't do anything but talk about Henry. But I'm so glad you included him in the show. We have a mascot now, Henry the Rooster. Well, let's start with I just said we'd update a little bit. I know because you guys are just the experts and the overseers of anything that has to do with animals that happens on the planet anywhere. Bottom line. And so the couple of things that have kind of been, we don't really understand so much or are still following. The one would be we kind of ended our last discussion. We were able to have an extra show with you the fourth Sunday of March. And we ended up talking about the what we call the whirling disease thing that's going on with marine life all around the world that we don't really know what's going on, right? And
Well,
I
especially the whirling disease here in the West is associated with trout farming and
salmon farm.
salmon farming. And in Florida, it's occurring in a di very different environment and it's affecting sawfish. But it looks very similar. It may have a different cause. The problem in Florida may be nitrogen in the water, excess amounts of nitrogen getting into some of the estuaries where the sawfish live and feed, and the nitrogen forms bubbles inside the fish. This is a
Oh.
it's called bubble disease, relatively common in aquarium fish where people don't have the right balance of gases in their tanks.
Oh.
But this is being seen in an outdoor environment, but it's an environment with a great deal of septic pollution, farming runoff from nitrogen fertilizers, that sort of thing.
The listeners, if they'd like to, can look up fish bubble disease.
Fish bubble disease.
Yeah,
Okay.
and it goes into detail. Now, this is doing some research. This has not been a confirmed.
Yeah, from what the information that you guys have and have shared with me and reading everything, it sounds like nobody really knows what's causing this, but they don't suspect at this point, at least they've not been able to find a disease or illness that's contagious, that everybody's getting. So, but they don't really know. So
Sure.
you aren't publishing a lot about it because there
Because
really
we're
aren't
watching.
any answers yet, huh?
Yeah, the whirling disease in trout and salmon fish farms is a disease. It is caused by a pathogen.
Ah,
It produces the same symptoms. You look at them and you say, this is the same thing. But it actually, because it's such a different environment, and we're talking sawfish or sharks, they have been separated by evolution from the bony fish like the trout and the salmon for more than 400 million years. So it's not that easy for a disease to pass among animals that are that far genetically separated, although it does happen, certainly. It can happen, but it's rare.
Interesting. Well, I know that you will keep us informed and we'll know the latest whenever you know it, we'll know it. Now, the other big thing that I think is having a serious effect on our human lives right now, but a lot of people may not realize it, and that's this bird flu business.
Right.
Because I saw they did a whole special report on Como last night about all the bird flu and how it's affecting the price of eggs. So can you, what's going on?
Well, one of the biggest egg producers in the country, Cal-Maine, killed 1.6 million chickens in this past week because of, that's right, 1.6 million.
1.6, they had to euthanize 1.6 million chickens.
Yes, because HPAI, also known as H5N1 avian influenza, got into the flock in Texas. Now, that's happening with other flocks around the country too. That just happened to be the biggest one this time. Last year, there was a 2.6 million chicken outbreak. I believe that was in Nebraska. And again, that's only part of the toll. But the thing that's really alarming about this now is that it's turned up in dairy cattle in Texas, Nebraska, Kansas, Idaho, and Michigan.
Wow.
Basically,
So that means the bird flu is moving from birds to.
mammals. But what's even more concerning about that, the mammals in HPAI has crossed over into mammals before, but it's crossed into mammals who are bird predators, who have probably eaten an infected bird and become
I
infected
see. And
themselves.
they got the got it that way. But
Right.
obviously cows don't eat chickens.
Right. Dairy cattle are herbivores, which means that we've got a mutation going on that is being probably, they're eating it with the grass, drinking it with the water. The bird's
Wow.
head leaves the poop and it's on something that the cattle ingest. But this is the first time it's come up in herbivores, and it's not only among herbivores, it's among herbivores who are part of the human food chain for everybody but us vegans. So,
And then wasn't isn't there like a case that where a human has gotten the bird flu from a cow?
there is
Did I
one
hear
case,
that right?
right. There's one case in Texas where a dairy farm hand became infected. And this is serious business with about a 60-70% mortality rate when it gets into people. It's extremely rare that it does, but it also has in Southeast Asia in the past when they've had bad outbreaks. And so having even one outbreak among a human in the United States is cause for concern. Because
All right. Well,
no
you,
one
of
from the
course,
roof
are
can just
on
start
top
going
of that
crazy.
and will keep us informed. But I think the important thing for a lot of people to understand is this directly relates to the cost of eggs right now, and that it's not inflation, it's not other stuff going on, it's the fact that they're having to kill a lot of chickens and there aren't as many eggs being laid, sounds like, as a result of that. And it sounds like that's going, it's continuing at this point. It's not, so anyway. And you of course report on that. Oh, looking at the time. This is a good time for us to take time out. We'll take care of advertisers while we can, and then we'll come back and find out what other kind of stuff is going on around here with animals that are around the world that we need to know about. So stay right where you are. Merritt and Beth Clifton and Henry the Rooster will be back with us straight ahead. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. Nutro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are on our way towards midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. And we are here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our NuPro supplements. It's N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Check them out. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Nothing for roosters, unfortunately. But the cat vitamins are fabulous. The NuPro Nuggets, the dog supplement produces the best skin and hair coat. They've got a hip and joint formula. And if you want your dog's hair to stay on their body and not on your floor, you need NuPro. Check it out at NuProSupplements.com. If you can't find it at your local pet store, Amazon has everything. And then, of course, we heard from Natasha Venter. Her website has changed. She is now intuitiveclarifications.com. Intuitiveclarifications.com. Still doing her podcast at 4 o'clock on Wednesdays. And she has her YouTube channel, which is Natasha Venter IC for Intuitive Clarifications. Natasha Venter IC for YouTube. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. If you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. We are visiting with Beth and Merritt Clifton from our newly established Whidbey Island Rooster Studio. It's a backyard studio, and Henry is the star of the show. But how great that you guys have moved out to the backyard so that Henry could join us. And at least it's not pouring rain, so you guys aren't getting trashed. But so what else? For anybody, you want to check out the website and you want to get on the newsletter, animals24-7.org. It's where you head to find all this great information and to get on the newsletter so you're in the loop about what's going on. So what is going on in the world of animals that we need to know about?
Well, two things. One is bad news and one is good news.
Let's start with the bad news.
Bad news, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proceeding with a plan to kill 500,000 barred owls.
What?
Yes, to prevent competition with spotted owls. This has been in the works for about 7 years now, but they're finally getting to the final phases of getting ready to do it. Wow. The barred owls that came over the Rocky Mountains in 1954 and have been gradually spreading west, and they're spreading west into what used to be old growth forests that got logged down. They've now grown back. They're second growth mature forests, which is what barred owls love. And spotted owls like the older growth.
Ah.
Spotted owls are an endangered species. They barred owls are also, by the way, a protected species. The theory goes that if there's less competition from barred owls, regardless of their habitat being greatly diminished, that the spotted owls will make a comeback. The evidence for this is really flimsy, really flimsy. It's just sort of a last-ditch ploy, basically, to avoid having to invoke stricter habitat protections for spotted owls.
Wow. Well, I know in my neighborhood and in the forests around here, we have great horned owls, and we have lots of barred owls and barn owls. So those are the three that I've seen. There may be some of the smaller owls and stuff. I've never seen them or recorded them, but I know the great horns and the barred owls. But where are you said they're planning on exterminating a whole lot of barred owls? And where are they going to do this?
All up and down the West Coast, wherever they are in proximity to what historically when it was.
Well, that could be my neighborhood.
It could be your neighborhood. It could be our neighborhood. It could be all the way down. There's three subspecies of spotted owl, the California, the Mexican, and the Northern. And barred owls have come into all that territory because basically now it's barred owl habitat. It's the kind of habitat that barred owls like. It's no longer the kind of habitat that spotted owls like, which is, again, is old growth.
How are they going to kill them?
Shotguns.
So they're going to send hunters, people, they're going to send people out to shoot them.
Correct.
Oh, Lord.
We're talking about a nocturnal species that is up in the tops of the trees. So you're talking about people at night shooting straight up. Where is that shot going to go?
And
high probability of killing other owls by, you know, non-target species by quote unquote accident.
And their native species, it's not even the thing where they're invasive species. They're killing one type of owl to protect another type of owl, and it makes no sense at all.
Wow. So you are staying on top of that and will keep us informed. Are we going to know before they start doing this?
Well, we'll do our best to make sure you know.
Okay.
We've been on it, as I mentioned, we've been covering this for 7 years. Now, there are some organizations that are opposing it, in particular Animal Wellness Action and the Center for a Humane Economy. They've served notice that they're going to file lawsuits if this goes ahead. But on the other side of the coin, you have a lot of organizations that have basically pitched their tent around the spotted owl for so many years, and I guess they feel sort of obligated to support it because they've made saving the spotted owl their poster issue.
All right. Well, we will stay on top of this. I'm so glad you're there to keep us informed. We're pretty much out of time, but since we're going to move into talking about meditation and how to calm ourselves and have a better life, let's end with something positive. So you have a little bit of good news for us?
Washington banned octopus farming. The Washington legislature passed a bill. The governor signed it. Nobody's going to be allowed to open an octopus farm on Puget Sound or in the state of Washington.
It's preemptive. It hasn't been done, and they're going to make sure it doesn't get done.
But there is.
So why would you have an octopus farm? You would grow them for people to eat or something? Is that what they do?
Correct. For calamari and whatever else.
Pulpo.
Yeah. There was one started in Hawaii that was just recently shut down for violating all kinds of laws, and they're are people who have invested a lot of money into building one in Spain. So we have big octopuses here on Puget Sound, and that was something that attracted investors to start looking at Washington, and that led to the legislation that will prevent it.
I see. Well, and that, you know, there was something in the news that I, you know, hadn't really thought about people eating octopus, but I guess they do. But the big news story in this last month was about Oprah Winfrey. And remember the story came out that she apparently she said that she always has an octopus in her refrigerator because apparently her partner Stedman loves octopus and he has octopus for breakfast every morning. So she always has an octopus in her refrigerator. Well, that was the first time. And that's been just very, very recently that I, oh, wow, I didn't realize that. But apparently it is. And Nathan, you're saying octopus is a delicacy in Japan?
And other Asian cultures as well.
And other Asian cultures. Okay.
Oh, wait, it gets even worse. In Japan, they'll have a small octopus at the dinner table alive.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
This is supposed okay. to be good news.
All right. But the good news is we've passed legislation right. here in Washington State that there will they will not we will not allow octopus farming. So no growing octopus for us to eat here in Washington.
And they're
so our octopus can stay alive and well in the Sound until they get polluted out. But for right now, they're safe.
Yeah.
The octopus are as smart as Henry.
All right. Well, probably golly, so. I wish I'm sorry we don't have more time, but I'll take advantage of you whenever we can do an extra show. And thank you so much for coming. And now that Animal World has a Whidbey Island backyard studio. Oh, there's Henry, the Plymouth Rock rooster that was abandoned and wild and on Whidbey, but jumped in Beth's car and home he came. So anyway, thank you, Merritt and Beth Clifton. Everybody, get to animals24-7.org. Sign up for the newsletter. Then you'll be in the loop as to what's going on with the good news, with the bad news, everything we need to know. And we will talk with you again in May.
Thank you, Martha. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. And you give that Henry a big hug and kiss from his Aunt Martha.
Right.
All right. God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Woohoo. Well, okay. I guess it's time to change hats here or boats in midstream. Oh, and now a lot of stuff going on in the animal world and unpleasant stuff. And isn't that kind of the case, like kind of everywhere? With, you know, the astrological energy going on, the eclipses and all the stuff. And then we've got wars all over the planet and a completely divided, upset country. Are you all stressed out? I mean, well, we might have the answer. And I think the one that knows what we can do about all of that comes to us this week or this month from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And joining us this morning, once again, Robin Mattis. Good morning, Robin, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Hey, Robin, how are you this morning?
Good, good.
All right. Now, have you been doing temple this morning? Did you do service?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I'm sitting here in the Sunday school room waiting to talk to you. So.
All right. Wonderful. So has the sun come out in Bothell yet?
It's still cloudy, but maybe okay. This afternoon it'll get better.
Yeah. Well, the sun's been out in Bellevue, but it's starting to cloud up more. And well, I see a little blue sky up here, and that's the first time I've seen it. So apparently it's going to be off and on. But anyway, I don't know if you heard any of our previous discussion, but we've been talking about animals around the world and the issues we're having. And it just been occurring to me yesterday and last night how stressful our lives have become these days.
And I know. Mm-hmm.
Just being here is hard. You know, we got major wars going on the planet. And we got major warring, you know, between parts of, you know, and belief systems in our country. And then all the stuff going on with climate changes and issues. And we just talked about all kinds of diseases and stuff going on with our animal friends. I mean, it's enough to just make you want to jump into bed and pull the covers up. Go away.
I know. And we're
all
so
right, so Robin, how can you save us from all this stress and stuff in our lives?
Well, I teach meditation, and it is wonderful and has been proven scientifically to help us with stress and anxiety and depression and all those things that we have to deal with, because I think we're just so connected, you know, by the internet and social media and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm teaching this 8-week course. Do you want me to go into the details about
when
and where?
Yeah, well, I want to let's let everybody know that we're leading up to a big course that Robin is starting. I think this next week.
Correct.
And this is a really neat medication. And I'm thinking about all of you folks out there that may be feeling, I mean, I can't imagine anyone being here and not feeling the stress of what's going on these days.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you are one of those out there that you don't have a regular meditation process and you don't understand what meditation is about and the benefits, that's what Robin teaches, and it can be marvelous. So before we go into details about the class, Robin, mm-hmm. why don't you give us your best sales pitch on meditation and what it's all about and how it can help us.
Wow. Okay. Well, first of all,
yeah, and only just a very short period of time, Robin, because, you know.
Oh, okay. I'm going to talk quick. You know, you're talking about the animal life and the earth. And, you know, when you meditate, you start feeling connected to all of nature, you know, you and to the animals and to other people. And when you get quiet, you can feel that. So that's what meditation is all about. It's all about calming that restless mind, getting silent, and being able to just tune into the fact that you're not alone. You're connected to nature, as I said, and the animals. And it's a beautiful feeling, and it heals us. It just, it gets us to like replenish our energy and get into our center. And so that way, even if we have all this crazy going on outside, we can handle it better. So it's just, and it works the body, mind, and spirit. Your body feels better and more calm. Your mind, you get rid of some of that restlessness. And then you start to tune into your higher consciousness or your higher self we talk about here at Ananda.
What about those people that say, I can't meditate because my mind is busy all the time and I can't stop that. So I obviously can't meditate.
Well, you know, that's the class is so cool because we give you tools to help. There's very simple, time-tested universal technique that we teach to help it calm your mind. And I got to tell you, I've had people who literally could not sit still, and that they told me that their thoughts were just crazy. And by the end of the class, they started to love to sit still, and they felt they could be in silence, and they wanted to do that more and more. So I've really seen changes in people from taking my class.
So if someone says that they just have a restless spirit or nature and they can't sit still and they can't still their mind, it's always busy and crazy, so they've never entertained doing meditation because they didn't think it was possible for them, you have answers to all of that. And that's part of what this class is all about, is that you share those tools and those techniques. And if people will commit to coming, you know, to joining the class, we learn how to still our minds and how to be able to sit still.
Exactly. And it's so great to be with other people, like all wanting to learn the same thing. And you get this energy where we're really supporting each other. And so we are building community as well. So that's really a beautiful part of the class.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. We are going to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. So we're doing a little time out here. And
sure.
We'll take care of our advertisers. And then when we come back, we'll find out about this class and when it is and how long it takes and all the details and how you can sign up. Because, you know, I think it really is a solution for what is going on in our world these days and the crazy energy.
I hear you. That's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it really isn't, Robin. That meditation solves a whole lot of the problems we're dealing with. At least it helps us get back to a peaceful center. All right.
Yeah,
so everybody, stay right where you are. More with Robin Mattis and the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, all about the big meditation class coming up. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen. HealingMinistryForAnimals.com is where you can check him out and his work. He and Sister Linda will be with us next week, and it's our healing show of the month. You can call in for free remote treatments for you or your animal friends, so I hope you'll join us for that. Remember, the Rasmussen Reset Do-It-Yourself at Home program is available through his website, and he can work with you remotely whenever you need him. And he always does a free telephone evaluation, so he's happy to chat with you about you and your animal situation and how he can help. All you got to do is go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, and tell him you'd like to chat. And, of course, join us next week. And then, of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, the Whispering Dragon Center is in her home now in Shoreline. And what a phenomenal. It is a spiritual experience to be in the healing room with the gongs and the acutonic forks and chimes. And she does such great, gentle chiropractic and the acutonics. I wouldn't even be getting around or been able to walk last week if I, after all my yard work, if I couldn't go to Jude and have her put my body back together. So, check it out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. 706-2836. And then remember me, and I'm looking for people with dog problems, and so I can help. I need some work. And if you know anybody has problems with their dog friends, tell them I always do a free telephone evaluation, and they can call me anytime and I'll talk to them for free. If I'm not the right person to help them, I probably know who is and we'll send them on. Otherwise, I solve problems quickly and usually only have to see my clients once, even for the most serious issues. So give them my phone number, Martha Norwalk, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. Alrighty then, we are all caught up with business and we can get back to our conversation. We are talking the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and Robin Mattis is our guest today. And Robin, I'm thrilled to hear you've got this big meditation class coming up. Tell us about the class.
Okay, and I'm teaching it with my friend Bakhtan, so it's two of us teaching, which is really exciting.
Oh, okay.
I love team teaching. Yeah. So it starts this upcoming Tuesday, April 9th. It goes for 8 weeks. And it's from 6:30 to 8 at our Honda Temple at the Ananda Community in Linwood. And it's also online. So we've got in-person and online for those folks that don't live nearby.
All right. So that's great. So the physical location is the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell.
No, it's the Hansa Temple at
Linwood. Oh, you said the Hansa Temple. I'm sorry. Okay. So this is going to be at the Linwood Community.
Correct.
Which the Ananda Linwood Community, it's like a big apartment complex.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Ananda, the Hansa Temple is an outbuilding within this apartment community that is the Ananda community in Linwood.
Yes, uh-huh. And that's where our class will be.
So the class, the meditation class will be there in that spiritual setting. What a lovely energy and place to go. So it's easy access and plenty of parking.
Yes.
It's going to be starting this Tuesday evening. That's April 9th.
Yes,
and it's
April
from
9th.
6:30 to 8. So that's an hour and a half class.
It's hour and a half. Mm-hmm.
And it meets for 8 weeks.
Yes, and that way we can really dive deep.
Great, because that really would give you, well, you'd have the discipline of going to class every week, so you'd have to be practicing your meditation and stuff. But then it's long enough time to really work the bugs out, you know, and learn how to sit still and learn how to still your mind and be able to get to that peaceful center. And then how wonderful that you've got two instructors, both you and Bakhtan, so you have a guy and a gal.
Yes,
to cover
so
all the
fun.
Bases. And then what I really like is, you know, that COVID and the pandemic was kind of a blessing in disguise in terms of opening up more channels for people to be part of what's going on at Ananda because of being able to do things online and Zoom these classes and so forth.
Yes.
So you're saying that people can attend in person in Linwood, or can join online.
Both, now, which is so nice.
And I would imagine that maybe if you want to go in person, but 1 week something happens and you just can't make it, you could join online that week.
And we also make recordings of every class.
Wow, okay.
We send out a recording of the class. So, you know, it's fine if you miss. You know,
all right. So even if you're in the class and let's say something happens last minute and you can't get to the class, you can't even join online, still not a problem because the whole class is recorded and you can then, because you're already signed up for the class, you would be sent the recording after the class. And so you could take the class anytime. It also means if you really enjoyed the class or if you want to review or you want to do it again, you'll have the recording to watch over and over.
Exactly.
Cool.
It's so nice how we do that now. So we just have so many resources for folks.
All right. So how do people sign up and how much does it cost?
Okay, well, it's $99 for the whole 8-week series, and you go to Ananda.org, AnandaWashington.org, to sign up. So it's real simple. You know, it's right there on the website.
AnandaWashington.org, and then assume what we click on classes or something like that, or
on meditation. Yeah, and it'll take you
click
right
on meditation.
There.
Okay, mm-hmm. And then so you would be able to sign up online.
Sign
now,
up online.
For folks that might be technically challenged, like I can be sometimes. Sometimes when I'm signing up for something, particularly if it's an organization or something I'm new at, I would prefer to talk to a human, you know, than deal online. So could folks call the temple and call Ananda to sign up for the class? We
oh,
could do
of
that
course.
Too, couldn't
yes.
we?
Yes, no problem. Yeah.
All right. And I think that number, let's see, is
425-806-3700.
That's right. You got it. 425-806-3700. So there's two ways to sign up. You can do it online through the website, AnandaWashington.org. I believe AnandaWa.org also works.
Yeah, that also works.
Mm-hmm. You can sign up there, or you can call the temple at 425-806-3700 and sign up that way.
Yes.
Gosh. That's great. So tell me, Robin, how long have you been a meditator?
Oh, I've been meditating about 21 years.
Okay, so that's a long time. And I would assume, obviously, you continue it because you feel it makes a positive difference in your life. And did it make major changes for you when you started doing meditation 27 years ago?
Oh, just unbelievable changes. You know, just in terms of just being so much more peaceful and able to deal with life so much better, you know. And once you start to meditate, you kind of can't live without it because you know it makes you feel so much better, you know.
And do people have to be able to, like, say, have 2 hours a day to meditate? Or what's it like? What kind of a commitment are we talking about when we get started with this kind of practice?
Oh, 5 minutes a day.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, that's where you can start. I had a lady who she committed to 5 minutes a day, and that kept getting more and more and more because it made her feel so good. You know, it's like the more you meditate, the more you want to meditate. So it was so cool to watch her go from that 5 minute commitment to longer and longer until she just, you know, she did 30 minutes a day.
All right, so that's okay, folks. If you think, God, I don't think I could handle this for more than 5 minutes, that's okay. You could start there.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great place.
I think
to
I
start.
remember talking to Sita, on our segment here, and Sita relating when she first started and was learning meditation, that she literally could not sit still. So she said she had to sit on the chair and hold the bottom of the chair with her hands to keep herself in the chair.
Totally, yes.
That's how hard it was for her to sit still. And I'm kind of one of those persons. But, you know, there's a lot of, you know, the ADHD and ADD, all that stuff, and anxiety disorders and so forth. But what a major way to help those, of course, is all the yoga work that we do at Ananda. But meditation is like the foundation. And, you know, if you want peace in your life, right?
Completely. And we do a little bit of body work, you know, just to calm the body down. That's all part. We kind of have to prep our bodies to be able to sit still. But we definitely learned about that in class, too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So it really is a wonderful comprehensive education about everything you need to know to become a meditator, and then
exactly.
how to do it
and how to have those tools, you know, in your toolbox to keep doing it.
So I imagine each week there would be instruction and so forth, and then practice. Is there a textbook or anything that comes along with this class, or is it
No, not a textbook. No, we
okay.
just we have a theme that we talk about every week, and then, you know, we and then do a big guided meditation, and then I send kind of notes to everybody every week, so they have exactly written down what we talked about in class.
Okay, All right. Yeah. All right. And this long 8-week class, I don't imagine that this is offered many times during the year. Is this a once a year class, or how often do you do this class?
Well, we just finished a section, an 8-week class, and we're doing again. So twice kind of in the winter, spring. In the summer, we do Learn to Meditate, which is just a four-week class. And then we turn around and do this class again in the fall. So we won't. Okay. We'll do it this spring, and we'll turn around and do it again in September.
Yeah, so you won't have it up for this full meal deal, this 8-week class.
Right.
You won't have another opportunity to do this until next fall.
Exactly.
So you're thinking, oh, well, I'll wait till summer to do this. Well, then you'll have to take the shorter class. So
yeah,
if
little,
you want to do
yeah.
this, and remember, you can join in person in Linwood, the Hansa Temple, or you can join online, or you can do both, and you get the recordings every week. So, Robin, I just want to thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here, and thank you so much for doing these great classes and for helping us to understand, what a great addition to our lives it can be. And
oh, well, thank
I hope
you
have a
one. Me.
Yeah, and I hope you have a wonderful class. So have a great afternoon. And, I was going to say, and the sun is out in Monroe. It was out. It was out 5 minutes ago, but I turned my head and now it's gone again. Oh, well.
Oh, dear,
anyway,
oh,
Robin, have a wonderful afternoon. And thanks so much for doing this class.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope to, hopefully some folks will come and learn meditation.
Yeah, all righty. So, yeah, say hi. Be sure and let Robin know if you join the class. Anyway, thanks, Robin. God bless. Have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Remember, next week, it is Healing Sunday on Animal World. So that's BEST, Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Rasmussen Reset, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Energy Code Sunday, Dr. Nils Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen, show devoted to your phone calls and free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. So I hope that you will plan to be here and call in for your free remote treatments. And, of course, we'll be talking about Dr. Nils' monthly newsletter and his affirmation and all that good stuff. And, Nathan, before we go, I know you're wagging your finger at me, but is there any good news about the Mariners so far?
I was hoping we got a early lead by being the advantage of being the visiting team, but Brewers quickly turned that around, so not looking good.
Never mind. We better stop the show, and then y'all better, if you care, send some good energy vibes to the Mariners. All right, everybody, you have a great rest of your weekend and week. Next week, Healing Sunday, Dr. Nils and Linda. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.